Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to NavWick Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited this morning. We have a special guest, Keisha Sami Boudin, who's going to share with us a few things about what she's doing. We're trying to do the show a little bit different this morning. We are looking with NavWick to not only inform but also to inspire. So without any further ado, I'm going to ask Keisha to say good morning and introduce herself. And
good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida. Welcome to our show. This is NavWick Talks. We are NavWick, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our call this morning. This morning, we are going to be having a very, very exciting conversation with Ms. Deborah Thompson.
Good morning. This is Keisha Sami Boudin. I'm so happy to be a part of NavWick's Blog Talk this morning. Thank you so much for Victoria for inviting me to speak.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Keisha, for coming. We are truly blessed with having you this morning and sharing some ideas and being inspired by your story. If you could.
Well, I am definitely happy to share.
Good, good, good. We thank you this morning. And to all of our listeners, we are broadcasting live on the air. You can listen now at blogtalkradio.com. Let's see here. And if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay,
and what is
would
it
love
that you
to.
Do?
I am a project executive for Blue Sky Construction, which is a Black-owned general contractor here in Washington, D.C. We are a little over 8 years old. We do commercial construction, educational facilities, playgrounds. We also have a sister company, Blue Sky Development, that does multi-unit residential development. We have a couple of projects in partnership with a couple of local developers here in Washington, D.C. I'm a project executive for Blue Sky Construction, and so my focus is on business development, proposal writing, staff development, in addition to project management.
Okay, great, great, great. Now, how did you become interested in construction?
Well, being a native Washingtonian, I went to school here. So when I started high school, I went to Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School, the first black college, first black high school here in the United States. And so the route I had to take to school brought me from the Columbia Heights neighborhood down to the Shaw neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that route took me past 14th and U. That area is called the U Street Corridor, a very historic black neighborhood in the city. And over the 3 years that I had attended high school, I saw the change coming to the U Street corridor, building up one of the first D.C. office buildings outside of downtown D.C., the bringing of the metro station for the Green Line, and the resurgence of businesses. Many may remember that in the 1968 riots as a response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that area in D.C. was devastated, and it took decades for life to come back. And it was a beautiful opportunity to see how construction changes neighborhoods and can change lives and can change the fabric of one's community.
Awesome, awesome. And we'll just take out the time to let all of our listeners know. We invite you to call, text, or email your folks in the network and tell them that we're on the air right now, and they can join us via email or Twitter. And the phone number that they can call in if they have any questions. Let's see here. Goodness, it's trying to find it here. I'm sorry. I don't have the phone number handy on me, and the screen just gone out. One of the other questions we wanted to ask you, Keisha, is what is the most impressive project that you've worked on?
Early in my career, and I'm going to date myself, I had the opportunity to work with a construction management team made up of three companies, Barton Mallow Construction, Whiting Turner Contracting, and Essex Construction. Essex Construction is a minority-owned general contractor in the Washington, D.C. area, founded by Mr. Roger Blunt. I had an opportunity starting in 1997 to work on the Baltimore Ravens Stadium, and wow, that was an awesome undertaking. I love to see it on TV now. Every time I see the stadium, I'm like, yes! But that was the most impressive project in terms of size and visibility. But I'm also very happy with the local projects that I've had the opportunity to work on in D.C. that have a positive impact on my city. The playgrounds, like Valter Playground in the Georgetown area, Washington, D.C., and as well as a couple of schools and recreational centers like Rosedale Community Center, something that the public is getting firsthand use of, daily use of, and it has a daily, hopefully, positive impact in their life.
Awesome, awesome. And we'll just take out a minute again to remind everyone that they can call in and make a comment also on our Facebook page and let us know that they're listening and post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring the page while on the call. If you want, you can call in with your questions. You can join us via Internet or by logging to www.blogtalk.com/NABWIC or by phone 714-459-3918. If you want to communicate with us while talking on the show again, you can join us in the chat room and log on through your Facebook account. Okay, you are listening to Black Talk Radio program and the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are a mastermind group, and today we are discussing or speaking with Keisha Samid, and we are just so thankful to have you this morning. One of the other questions that we wanted to ask you is, why are you interested in encouraging young people and especially women to consider careers in construction industry?
I'm interested in it because of my own history. I am the only person in my family, really in my immediate family, somewhat extended, that has any career in construction or construction-related industry. And I have found over my 17 years that the opportunity for entrepreneurs, business ownership, and developing as a business person is great. There, it's not only for general contractors, but architects, engineers, surveyors, people that do accounting, because construction accounting is a specialty. There's also drafting, opportunities for technology and computers. A lot of what we do in construction is math-based. There's also that opportunity for communication. As you were just mentioning, the ways that people can interact with us on Blog Talk, the Internet, Facebook, Twitter, calling in, emailing in. Well, our industry, we need that communication as well in terms of projects, general contractors dealing with owners and developers, broadcasting what we do, putting the projects up on the Internet, having those projects focused or displayed, talked about in magazines. This industry is so huge with opportunities that young people, and especially women, really need to consider.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, again, you know, what we're trying to do with NABWIC to our listeners is not only to inform and inspire. So I am being inspired by Keisha this morning. And, again, we are so honored to have you. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. One of the other things that we wanted to ask you, Keisha, is why is a college education, or what would you tell our listeners, why a college education or vocational training is important in the career or in this business?
I I'm a graduate of the University of Maryland Eastern Shores Construction Management Technology Program. And in my career, I have interacted with colleagues that have come from Penn State, Virginia Tech, all walks of life, some that have come from through the military. One thing a college education, in my opinion, does for us is it gives us an opportunity to be well-rounded. Not an expert, not all-knowing, but well-rounded in critical thinking. Being exposed to recent means and methods, being exposed to technology and software. These are the things that we use in our career, whether accounting, business management practices, vocational training, whether you go through a union or what we call open shop or merit shop vocational training, again, gives you concentrated education in what it is that you are doing. There's nothing wrong with the age-old adage when you've had father would teach son or teach nephew, brothers would go into business together, but that is not always the business formula that is available. As I said, no one else in my family does what I do. So how else do I gain basic foundational knowledge?
And, of course, that is to educate yourself. Now, being with NABWIC, we want our listeners to know what are the benefits of being inside of this organization. Again, what we want to do inside of this organization, what we want to tell our listeners and what we want to get across to everyone is that we are not only here to inform, but also to inspire. What I wanted to ask you this morning, what are the benefits or what would you say that NABWIC has done for you? What is a group like NABWIC? Why is it important to participate with?
Oh, okay. Well, when you get tired of me talking, you just cut me off. So I can go on. The benefit of NABWIC, and let me just say for our listeners, I am a chartering member of the National Capital Region chapter of NABWIC here in the Washington, D.C. area. I currently serve as a membership chair, and I'm very blessed to have that role, very excited to have that role, and have the opportunity to inform and engage other black women and women in this area, this Washington, D.C. area, to participate, engage with us. Benefit number one. Networking with people that are in a similar business that can help you develop relationships for contracting opportunities. Benefit number two, understanding that there are people in your area that are business owners, engaged in construction-related industries, that want to work with you and help your business grow. Three, being with an organization that can help you make connections. One of the ways to grow business is we have to develop relationships and not just focus on that next contract or that first contract, but that long-term relationship. Four, support. This can be a rough and tumble industry, no doubt about it. It can be a very risky, business risky industry, and you need to network and have a network that can help you, that you can help, that we have strength in numbers and we can share information amongst ourselves. Fifth thing, being able to connect with what other organizations, whether they're federal organizations, other organizations that do have a similar mission or somewhat of a related mission, there is strength in numbers. And again, this helps your business development, your personal development, your networking development. Sixth thing, this will be more targeted to what we in NRC are looking to do, which is up under the umbrella of National. We are putting together programs for our members where we want to bring in folks that from the business development side. Some of our members may need a little business one-on-one, understanding that basics of accounting. Why do you need to be bonded? What is the importance of insurance? Business one-on-one in terms of reading and understanding that contract before you sign it. Why do you need to get your owner a change order and give them notice? Hmm. Business development. I lost track, Victoria. Am I on number seven?
You're on number seven. You are on number seven.
But then also having the opportunity, again, to bring people from various, let's just say, federal, state, and maybe private industries where we can do that one-on-one networking that leads to you finding the right person in the place mm-hmm. that you want to do business.
Mm-hmm.
So we personally know contracting folk at GSA, FBI,
mm-hmm.
DGS here in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
WMATA, MWA. And we are looking later on this year on our calendar here locally to bring special guests in for our members who are prepared with their business cards, their capability statements, and their mm-hmm. two-minute elevator spiel to make mm-hmm. that introduction and have an opportunity to develop that relationship. So that's just seven benefits. I could go on all day.
Well, that's fine. One of the things I want to get a little deeper because, you know, mm-hmm. again, we want people to know that there is truly a benefit. We are not just marketing to get members and to have numbers. We're looking to have quality. And what people want to hear exactly is how is it that it's going to benefit me personally? So in that question, I want to ask you personally, how has NABWIC, or is there anything specific or a story or a scenario how NABWIC has helped you thus far?
Yes, I can give you one just recently here in December. McKissick is a black woman-owned business, architecture firm and project management, construction management firm here based in Washington, D.C. Our NCR president, Jackie Glover, had an opportunity to meet the vice president of development, Lisa Anders, and she offered to host our December meeting. I had not met Ms. Anders but one time and did not have an opportunity to speak with her.
Okay.
At our December meeting, I had an opportunity to meet Lisa Anders again. We talked. Mm. She asked me what I did, what company I represented, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. She followed up with me the next day. Well, she told me at the meeting that she had come across an opportunity that McKissick wanted to pursue that was going to be coming out and wanted to talk to me about partnering to pursue that opportunity. Again, she represents an architectural design firm. I'm a general contractor. And we're going to team up, or we're discussing opportunities to team up and to pursue federal government work targeted towards small businesses. That's an actual contracting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Example number two, Allison Reese served as our treasurer for the NCR chapter. She also owns her own business. She was in need of a plumber for a project that she was working on. And sent out an email and asked if we knew anyone. I provided her three references.
Mm.
She followed up, hired a plumber, black woman-owned business.
Mm.
That member, that black woman-owned business is now a member of the NCR.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you so much for that. You not only gave us one, but you gave us two reasons why NABWIC is important to participate with, but why personally NABWIC has been a benefit to you and how it has benefited you. And that's what we want our listeners to understand, the importance and how we can give back and not just ask people to join in on something. There's a reason behind everything and what it is that we're doing. We're not only here to inform, but also to inspire and to encourage one another. And we thank you for that. As far as my personal story, Keisha, you know, I have not been with the organization that long, but I have been blessed just in one meeting. I met with Ms. Gladys Keith. I don't know if you're familiar with who that is, but she's down here in the South Florida region. And one conversation with her led to a job. This is what NABWIC is about. This is what we want
Absolutely.
To get across, not only to our listeners, but we want our listeners and our members to tell people, this is what we're about, these are the benefits, and the more we have, the more people we have, the more we can do for each other. So, you know, I have a job. I'm starting next week, Monday. So I have been blessed just out of one meeting and one encounter with someone in the NABWIC. So I am blessed. You have been blessed. And it sounds, in your second reason, you gave how you have blessed someone else in the organization. So we're not only looking to receive once we get into NABGET, but we're also looking to give back. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much again for you being with us today. One of the things that we also wanted to find out from you, Keisha, is how do you deal with, we talked a little bit before the show and I got to know you, and I have to say again, this is an amazing woman that I'm on the phone with. I am so blessed to be the one to host the show this morning. You have truly been a blessing to me and inspiring already. Just reading your bio is enough to actually inspire me. So I'm hoping that our listeners are there and they're inspired as well. We want to get a little bit into something a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
We realize that people don't go into things or don't pursue their endeavors because we have something that kind of keep us back, whether it's internal or it's external. Have you faced anything? One of the things you mentioned early in the before we actually started the show is a few of your struggles. We can
yes.
always share what our success story is and how we got to where we are. But it's the things
mm-hmm.
that we go through that can either hold us back or that can thrust us forward. What
Absolutely.
We want to ask you this morning, Keisha, is what has been your struggle in the business? What was your thing that you had to overcome? So our listeners, if there's anyone out there who's listening or who will listen to the show, if they're listening or they're facing, I'm sorry, the same thing, that they can be inspired as to how you overcame it.
Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of times many of us are not comfortable being transparent. That's
mm-hmm.
a term that is used a lot in my church. I'm a member of the First Baptist Church in Flint Arden. Many of us are not comfortable being transparent with our fears, our vulnerabilities, and things of that nature. I've had a couple of struggles in my career. In the last couple of years, I struggled personally with humility.
Mm-hmm.
Early in my career, the first 10 years, I worked for larger firms,
mm-hmm.
firms much larger than the one I currently work for. And I don't consider myself just working for Blue Sky Construction, but being a part of management, moving the company forward on our long-term journey and goals. But humility. Sometimes we that are college educated have years of experience, and when we engage with entities and companies that may not have been in the business as long as we have and may not mm-hmm. have had that formal education, we make a lot of assumptions
mm-hmm.
that we know everything,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's our job to teach everyone everything. And mm-hmm. the humility part is to understand that we will always be in a learning mode. No matter how long you've been in this business, and plenty of people will always love to tell you, oh, I've been doing this 20, 30, 40 years, and I've won my business 40 years, and, you know, I've gone to this school, and I've got this MBA, and so on and so forth. But that never negates the fact that there's always something new to learn, because our business is about people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we are not humble or patient,
mm-hmm.
that impacts our ability to be a good business person,
mm-hmm.
to be a good contractor, to be a good manager, because
mm-hmm.
we've already set ourselves mentally up to block anything that we would learn from someone new. And so I want to be very honest about that. Now, I have
mm-hmm.
overcome that
mm-hmm.
because the Lord helped me understand that, you know, the righteous walk in humility. And we should never forget that.
Now, thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Just to say that, and this isn't to say that I haven't faced instances of gender bias, age bias, and, of course, racial bias. Early in my career, it was not, more often than not, I was the only black in the room, the only black female, and, of course, the only person under 30 or 35. Now, the industry has come a long way, but we still have a ways to go in terms of making sure that women, and particularly minority women, don't feel that. Because we would be represented on the owner side, the design team side, the contracting side, the government agency side, whatever. Wherever we would want to be, we're there. But having mentors in the business helped me overcome those challenges and to understand at the end of the day, it really isn't personal. It's business. And so we have to keep the upper lip and the fortitude to execute our business.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up the show. You heard it best from Keisha Samiboudin, humility and patience. That's how you get past or how she got past her struggles. Maybe that one of our listeners out there, maybe you need to hear that. I think it's something that we all can benefit from, Keisha, and we thank you. We thank you so much for being on the show. You said that, you know, you're under 30, and you're doing what you're doing. That is so awesome. I'm under 32. I've been under 30 for the past, you know, couple of years now. I actually turned 23.
I was going to say, Victoria,
listen,
I'm technically not under 30, but I've been in the game a while. But I want to thank Netflix for this opportunity. And it has been a blessing to me to be able to share and to be in the midst of women making a difference, trying to deposit.
Awesome, awesome. Well, me personally, Keisha, I am under 30, and I've been under 30 for the past 8 years now. So, you know, I've turned 23 a few times already, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, well, we have 2 minutes left. You are listening to NABWIC Radio. We have a question on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for any questions.
Okay.
We have a caller who actually have a question. So number ending in 0184, you are on the line, and you're open to ask your question.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, caller?
Good morning. It's Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives inside of NABWIC. And thank you both for a wonderful show. Keisha, I can listen to more. And if Sharon Jackson were hosting the show, we'd be on for an hour. So, Victoria, I think you are underrated in that you did not tell the listening audience who you are and the fact that this is your first time hosting the show. So for all of us from NABWIC, we really want to thank you for being willing to take a leap of faith today, Victoria, and step out and host this show. And we've had a wonderful guest and Keisha coming on and sharing with us. I do have a question, by the way, that I like to ask all of our guests. As the founder of NABWIC, it is just such a pleasure to just sit back and not in either one of those seats. But my question to every guest is, can you share with us what is your favorite book?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to answer that. One of my favorite authors is Zora Neale Hurston. I mean, she's just a powerful figure in African-American literature, but also American literature and culture. And one of my favorite books by her is Moses of the Mountain. And it's an interesting play on the story of Moses from the Bible, but transplanted into a black man in in growing up in living in marrying and living in Florida during the 1930s. It's wonderful imagery. It's I recommend everyone check it out, or anything by Zora Neale Hurston.
Awesome. Well, again, listeners, you've heard it best from Keisha Samu Boudin. She recommends Moses of the Mountain. You said that's by Zora Norston?
Zora Neale Hurston.
Zora Neale Hurston. Sorry about that. Moses of the Mountain. Thank you again so much for your time. I'm going to go ahead and get ready. Before we get ready to close out the show, one of the benefits of actually being a guest on the show is that we give everyone the opportunity, or we're going to try to give everyone the opportunity to speak a little bit about whatever it is that they are doing or anything it is that they want to share, any endeavors that they're doing. So it actually benefits the guest as well. So we want to ask you, Keisha, is there anything that you're involved in, anything that you would like to share with us? Maybe it's just a knowledge. Maybe there's something that you're doing. Anything at all that you would like to say to market yourself and how we can actually find you?
Yes. If you are a subcontractor in the Washington, D.C. area, particularly located in Washington, D.C., I would love to hear from you. Please send me your contact information, anything about your business that's construction related, to Keisha, that's K-I-E-S-H-A, at blueskyconstruction.com. That's Blue Sky Construction, all one word, and an E after sky. I'd love to hear from you. I'm always interested in engaging with new companies to pursue work here in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You guys heard it. Again, we have Keisha Samu Boudin. We have been blessed with having you on the show. We invite you to come back anytime. You only gave us 7 reasons, and we know you got 3 more in there somewhere. So, see, I was keeping track there. I was keeping track. So we invite you to come back to the show any time, and it is truly have been a blessing to me. I have your email address. I plan on giving you a call. I'm not in the Washington area, but you know, you're into something that I'm inspired to be into. So you know, this is what NavWeek is about. It's about knowing who else is in the organization and how we can either learn from each other or empower one another. You guys are listening to NavWeek Radio. We ask you to join us again next week at the same time, 8:30. And thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much, Keisha, for coming.
Thank you, Victoria, for having me. You have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys, for calling in. Again, next week, call in at 8:30 a.m., and we will be on live next week. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.